This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. On today's show, I'll talk with Stu, who's the creator of the funny and thrilling new Broadway musical, Passing Strange. And we'll hear from Kimberly Pierce, the director of Boys Don't Cry, whose new movie is called Stop Loss. It's about the Iraq War, which makes Pierce and her producers brave people indeed.
Not all films did as well as Juno. Obviously, the films that were made about the Iraq War, let's face it, did not do as well. But I am telling you, if we stay the course and keep these movies in the theaters, we can turn this around. I don't care if it takes 100 years. Withdrawing the Iraq movies would only embolden the audience. We cannot let the audience win.
Jon Stewart at the Oscars last month, and let me confess, until we were preparing for this show, I hadn't seen any of the Iraq movies myself, not one. And not because I don't care about the war, but, well, why hadn't I?
Flake, you're not going to win many hearts and minds pumping pregnant women full of lead, though, right?
That's true, Sally.
To start with, as I've now discovered, some of them just stink. Take Redacted, which was directed by Brian De Palma.
So sorry.
It is crude in every sense. And it sold only $65,000 worth of tickets in America, which may be some kind of record. In Redacted, our soldiers are all trigger-happy morons and monsters.
My life's been changed forever. Waxing Hodges is like stomping cockroaches. I've been there, I've done that, and it makes me thirsty. So how about a nice cold beer?
Directed by Brian De Palma, the movie graphically shows two drunk U.S. soldiers.
When conservatives like Bill O'Reilly rant about Hollywood churning out predictable anti-war screeds, they're not altogether wrong.
And certainly this vile project will create even more hatred around the world toward the USA.
But there is, in fact, a good deal of variety among the Iraq movies that have come out. Grace is Gone is a subtle portrait of a military husband played by John Cusack.
Stanley Phillips?
Mr. Phillips, I regret to inform you, on behalf of the President of the United States, that Sergeant Grace Ann Phillips was killed at 2100 hours on March 12th.
I was in the shower.
Mr. Phillips, may we come inside, sir?
Fine script, good cast, no box office. The most surprising flop was In the Valley of Ella.
This is not Saigon. This is not 1967. You do not question witnesses.
I figured somebody should.
It's more of a CSI Law and Order type procedural than a combat movie about an ex-military father investigating the murder of his son back home on leave and having a crisis of conscience about the war in Iraq.
This thing goes to trial, the defense will say you poisoned the well.
It won't go to trial.
What?
It wasn't them.
I'm sorry?
I don't know why they lied in their statements about not being with him, but they didn't do it.
They were fighting in the parking
lot.
They
were blowing off steam. You have not been to war, so you're not going to understand this. You do not fight beside a man and then do that to him.
That's quite the world you live in.
Critics ate it up, like Owen Gleiberman, film critic for Entertainment Weekly.
I was really disappointed in the audience response this last year to In the Valley of Ella, which was just such a smart movie in terms of using the Tommy Lee Jones character as a stand-in for the audience, as a stand-in for an audience that wanted to understand this war and was giving the benefit of the doubt to the soldiers and then slowly came to a kind of disillusion about it.
Gleiberman doesn't blame Hollywood for making films that almost no one wants to see. He says that we, the audience, are at fault for staying away from the Iraq movies.
I think what people go to the movies for these days has sort of moved away from wanting to engage issues. Movies, to a large extent, except at the end of the year, have become a form of distraction.
Back in the late 60s, Hollywood was considered out of touch for making musicals and westerns and ignoring Vietnam. So today, maybe they get points for trying, even though they're failing at the box office. Only one recent movie about war in the Middle East has been a blockbuster.
At 0900, Sachsen Forward Operations Base in Qatar was attacked.
Battle for our freedom begins.
so dead.
Bring it!
Transformers starts everywhere July 4th.
Transformers made about three times more than all the realistic movies about Iraq combined. Turns out war goes down a lot easier when it's a total fantasy and we're doing battle against giant robots.
In Iraq, the odd quality of the combat there is that it's not even really combat. It's knocking down doors. It's soldiers driving on these roads waiting to get blown up by an IUD. It is not combat in any conventional way, and that quality has sort of come over to the United States in terms of the malaise of how people feel about the war, the real question of what literally every day are we doing there.
But Vietnam wasn't old-fashioned, conventional, heroic combat either. I think the reason that these movies about the Iraq War are failing is that the war has been so far a failure, and it remains ongoing and horribly unresolved, which means it's very tough for any filmmaker to make sense of the war and what it means to us back home. Remember, the memorable and popular Vietnam War movies all came out years after that war was over.
Let's say that in 2009, the troops start to be withdrawn after the election. It may be possible that the bulk of this war in a few years will be sort of behind us, receding into history. Will it really be true then that we'll start to see movies about the Iraq War, like Apocalypse Now, like The Deer Hunter, that audiences will then want to go back? I'm not sure about that, because I think the whole context of audiences wanting to see social issue films, I'm not sure that that's really where audiences are at now.
And I'm not so sure I agree with Owen Gleiberman. Deer Hunter and Apocalypse Now and Platoon, they all depicted that war as a tragedy. And moviegoers bought it not because people were more liberal 25 or 30 years ago, but because they wanted and needed the sense of summation that art can bring. Someday, I think, there will be a great Iraq War movie, one that gets audiences into theaters and wins Oscars. But even right now, thanks to cheap digital cameras and YouTube, some of our troops in Iraq are making and distributing their own Iraq war movies.
One thing that I got a hold of was these soldier-made videos.
And they're having an influence on professional filmmakers like Kimberly Pierce.
Soldiers had put videos either on, like, sandbags, or they would put them on the gun turret, or they would wire them into the Humvee, or put them in their caps, or even put them on the ground during firefights.
Pierce uses simulated versions of those soldier-made videos in her new movie Stop Loss.
Okay, you're all good to go.
The film is about an Army sergeant just back from Iraq.
It says here you have orders to report to the 1st Brigade.
Not me. I'm getting out today.
Brandon Leonard King?
Yes.
Out to the 1st Brigade on the 22nd.
This is a mistake.
It's all there. You leave on the 22nd, shipping back to Iraq. Subsection 12305, Title 10, by the authority of the President. You've been stop lost.
Maybe it's possible that the right film, and I haven't seen Stop Lost, maybe that's it, the right film could draw the younger audience into social issue films in a new way, and in a way create a new generation that's hungry for those kind of movies.
Kimberly Pierce is hoping for exactly that. Stop Loss stars the teen heartthrob Ryan Phillippe, and it's being distributed by MTV Films.
Well, I'm very lucky in that because mine came from the soldiers, I think it's the first movie that's entirely from the soldiers' point of view.
In fact, one of those soldiers was Kimberly Pierce's brother.
To have the youngest in the family sign up and want to fight was something that suddenly was in our life on a daily basis. So my brother and I, we IM'd from the day that he landed in Kuwait. And, you know, it was amazing to me that the soldiers had this much access to the internet. We were IMing constantly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after every one of his missions, you know, he'd just go into the internet room and iChat with me. And during one of my brother's leaves, I was laying in a bedroom over Thanksgiving and I heard, "Let the bodies hit the floor, let the bodies hit the floor." And I walked out to find him looking at a number of these videos. And it was amazing to me. It was the first time, I think, in history that we've ever seen combat from the soldier's point of view, like unadulterated, because it's just the cameras there recording it.
Mm-hmm.
But they would then go back to their barracks and they would cut these videos to, say, patriotic music, Toby Keith's "I'm an American Soldier," courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, or to rock music, a kind of thrill kill experience. And what was amazing was not only were we seeing the world as they were experiencing it, but then we were seeing it from how they wanted it to be perceived.
Uh-huh.
Right? They were creating them into their fantasy of themselves. And I really knew from that moment forward that the movie needed to be born from these videos.
My daddy served in the army, was lost his right eye, but he threw a flag out in the yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
Which is why you start the movie out, and they're playing guitar. That was based on a number of scenes that I had seen the boys in the barracks, longing for home, singing about songs about coming home, being intimate and connected to one another. So we're always going back to the soldier. That's the only way we could, you know, justify doing anything in the movie.
Don't take my leader, boy.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard.
My guest is the filmmaker Kimberly Pierce. In a minute, we'll talk more about her movie Stop Loss and hear some other stories from Iraq.
I talk to my buddies, guys that are in the civilian sector. A lot of the guys are like, hey, I haven't been in touch with you in a while. What have you been up to? And I'm like, what's in Iraq? Goddamn.
That's ahead in Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.
Up your world like the 4th of July.